95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba Booey, how you doing?
Happening?
What's going on?
I'm good.
I wish it was Friday. Is it Friday yet?
It's a beautiful day, right?
No, it's horrible.
Yeah,
it's awful.
I love it.
The good news is more rain is coming. Did you hear?
No.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be pouring rain
when?
On Wednesday.
No.
So you'll be back in the good mood. You'll be happy. It'll be pouring
rain. I was walking today and I was like, this is so beautiful.
Yeah, the temperature is phenomenal.
Yes.
Yes, I really enjoy the weather, my friend.
That's all you talk about.
Yeah.
That's all you talk about. Let's talk about today's show, shall
Alrighty.
We? The March Madness has been the craziest year ever.
Yeah.
And I have one huge complaint with it.
Oh.
I'll tell you about it coming up.
They better take up and listen.
Right? They haven't yet. Weekend Next Door app update.
Yay, those are the best.
Talking about unique weddings in the 4 o'clock hour. What's the strangest way you got married or some of your friends did?
Ah, nice. Nudist weddings, that would be interesting.
Sure, absolutely.
Dressed in gorilla suits, that'd be fun.
We have one American dollar, people are dumb.
Oh, I might win a dollar today?
You might.
Hot damn.
And this is kind of your category,
yeah.
So I think you may have an advantage.
Strains old weed?
No, but I could try and find that. And give me five of Sticks and Stones. Now, Thursday, we played from the band Sticks and
right.
Stones.
And a lot of people are calling up going, hey, how about Four Sticks by Led Zeppelin?
Yes, they were being a lot more creative than,
yes.
than we were.
Which is not hard
so
to do.
Today we're going to do Sticks and Stones as words in a title.
Yeah, there you go.
Doesn't have to be by the band.
Yeah.
So that's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. Saw this a tiny bit too late for us to get involved. The real Cocaine Bear is officiating a wedding in Kentucky. The real Cocaine Bear.
Not the one that was on the Academy Awards, then.
This is what they say. The real life Cocaine Bear, or what's left of him.
Oh, I see the invite.
Yep.
That's beautiful.
Just tweeted it. Is set to perform his very first wedding ceremony today at noon Eastern. So it would have been this morning at 9.
Oh, good for them.
In Lexington, Kentucky. This is their theme that they walk down to the aisle to. The lucky couple are named Alexandra and Armando, and they're very excited to use the Cocaine Bear. Now, I don't know exactly how this would work, because the bear did die in 1985.
Right, that's true.
So
it could be the corpse of the bear reanimated by magic or electric.
Somebody sticking his arm up.
Sure.
His ass,
yeah.
Working his mouth.
What do you mean the real bear, though? I mean the real Cocaine Bear.
Supposedly, it's the real bear. It's the one in 1985 that they store in this mall in Kentucky.
Oh, so they just wheeled it out, and I bet someone crawled inside what's left of it. It does say what's left of the Cocaine Bear.
The wedding is taking place at the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Mall.
Sure, yeah.
A kooky, which is a word you don't hear very often.
No, not nearly enough.
Souvenir and clothing stop where the bear has been displayed since 2015. As for whether the nuptials will be legit, the co-founder of the organization told Roadside America, quote, as long as you feel the person marrying you, like Cocaine Bear, has the authority, then that marriage can be binding here in Kentucky.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, I think
it's absurd.
Around the world, as a
Doesn't
matter of fact.
Doesn't somebody have to sit behind the fake bear and go, rah, rah. It's not a fake bear, but a stuffed bear.
Welcome, everybody, to the... Do you eat this bride as your delicious dinner?
They actually gave him a funny nickname at the Kentucky for Kentucky Fun Park, and it's Pablo Escobar.
I want to be married by him. That's awesome.
Right?
I mean,
it does seem like it's pretty fun, but I don't have any idea.
As many terrible things are going on in the world, it's important that we come together this way.
Correct.
I believe, yeah.
We're so excited this couple has decided to be married by Cocaine Bear. We're getting the chapel prepared with flowers and glowing hearts.
And we're sad, and it was a terrible bit when he ate Grandma. But that was okay.
Listen.
Just tore into her.
Things happen.
You know, exactly. Yeah, she had a good life.
And this is a quote, Cocaine Bear can't wait. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Every Monday, we do the Weekend Nextdoor app update.
You loons, what are you yelling about now?
The Nextdoor app is a crazy place. It's a crazy world.
Yep.
Some people go there to be funny.
Yep.
And most people go there to be serious, and they're funny.
Yeah, and they don't know that they're funny.
Because they're absurd. This is a woman named Gazelle, 33.
Gazelle.
I am a beautiful, high-value woman. Classy.
We know this isn't true.
Honest and sweet.
Oh, man.
Right? So you've got your guard up.
Yeah.
Looking for a wealthy, high-value husband who is a leader, kind, generous, and sweet.
What does this have to do with anything going on in your neighborhood, which is what next door is supposed to be?
Owns his own businesses. I guess she's just looking around for her neighborhood for this guy. Has a mansion, exotic sport cars. Private jets, and a yacht.
Wow.
Looking for the whole package to enjoy all the beautiful luxuries in life. I offer a beautiful life full of bliss, complete happiness. I doubt it.
Yeah, and 10 cents.
First match the description in bio, then voice call. Then we can only meet up for lunch date if we enjoy talking on the phone.
I think we need to talk to her. We fit all those. I mean, a couple of my jets are in the shop right now.
Are they? That's not good for her.
You don't think?
No.
Well, I'd love to talk to her.
You would be discounted immediately.
Hey, my name's Barbara. Thank you for answering my ad. Can I move into your mansion now?
This is a hilarious missionary.
Okay.
Hi, I'm a missionary serving here.
I know what his favorite position is.
Right? And I am in charge of the social media efforts in my mission.
Okay, all right.
We are currently trying to plan and film a music video for Christmas.
Oh, dear.
Now the questions start.
Yeah.
Does anyone know anyone who has any experience with producing music or has access to a studio?
So we want to put on a big show and none of us have any idea how to do it at all.
Does anyone know of anyone with experience in making music videos / filming in general?
Wow.
Please send us a message.
I want to go to that church.
Right?
That's really inspiring.
This person, I believe, is being funny. I hope so. I reported a suspicious man walking on the sidewalk in my neighborhood on the Nextdoor app, but only 12 neighbors said they'd pull out their guns and shoot him. I'm concerned my neighborhood doesn't have enough guns to stop all the pedestrians.
Listen, man, in 2023, I don't know that ain't real. That could very well be real. And only 12? You know, it might be real. Yeah, that could be.
Doing a weekend Nextdoor app update. My husband said there was a band of 200 gypsies all coming in at once to New Mexico, and we will be overrun with them. I'm not positive what action that needs.
Yeah, and what era this is supposed to be.
Right, it makes no sense.
What country and...
And I don't even understand this one, finally. Mm-hmm. Went to what I thought was the Grape Fest.
Grape Fest.
Yes.
Okay. Turned out,
it looked like I was walking into a gentleman's club.
Nah, that's what he's trying to tell the wife. You know, I'm going to go get us some grapes.
I'm
going
to go to Grape Fest.
We'll have some great wine and grape juice.
Check out these grapes.
Oh, now, look at this.
Parents, if you let your daughters go out dressed like a tramp, expect her to be nothing less than one. Wow, just wow.
That's helpful information from someone.
It was going to a Grape Fest? I can't get past that part.
Right.
I was going to a grape fest, but it turned out it was a gentleman's club.
So you went inside a building. Generally, those would be outside on the roadside, off the highway.
You would think.
But here's all the ladies.
So this guy has a very important message for all the other parents.
Yes.
Because he ended up at a gentleman's club.
Man, he just didn't want to see those girls looking as hot as they
do. No, I'm closing my eyes. Don't do that.
Where's some grapes?
Unconventional weddings coming up in the 4 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
If you had one of those, please stick around.
And give me five, part two of Sticks and Stones, this time with song titles that have stick or stone somewhere in them.
Doesn't have to be the band Sticks or Stones, like it was last time. You don't watch the NCAA Final Four.
No, sir.
March Madness.
Nope.
I have the biggest pet peeve in the world with it, and they've done it forever.
What's that?
And they won't stop. And that is, this coming weekend is the Final Four.
Right.
And it's a really uniquely weird Final Four because it's the first time that no number one seed at the Final Four will be in the Final Four.
Oh, really?
That was a number one seed.
Right.
They're all gone.
Wow, that's...
There were a lot of upsets.
Huh.
And it's a sudden death tournament, which makes it just impossible. You can get beat on any day.
Right.
And you're completely out.
Wow.
There's a 9 seed in Florida Atlantic, which I've never even heard of.
That's got to be making some betting like crazy money.
Yeah, I think there was a game at the very beginning where a team blew everybody's brackets that were pretty much betting on it. There's going to be 2 5 seeds in San Diego State and Miami. None of those three had ever been to the Final Four. And then UConn was a 4 seed. And they'll play 2 games on Saturday, and on Monday night they'll have the championship game. And then they'll tease it like it's the greatest thing in the world. Stick around for one shining moment, which is the song that they put all the highlights to.
Yeah.
Now, I love sports montages.
Yeah.
Love them. You know, anytime I hear Welcome to the Black Parade, I think of 2012, the Los Angeles Kings winning the Stanley Cup. They did it so well.
Right.
They used music so well.
Right.
This song, for some reason, has become a favorite of the March Madness. And it's garbage. The song is light rock garbage.
It's Happy Pop. Thanks for traveling along with us today. 20 minutes after the hour.
It's so terrible. Mm. The ball goes up, and there you are. You already quit. What do you mean, there you are? What's wrong with you? This is the I Just Called to Love to Say I Love You song. Oh. Basketball. It's just crappy.
He's taking a swipe at Stevie Wonder.
Pablum, just stupid soft rock nonsense.
Here it is. Oops, that's not it.
That's not it at all. Oh, my God. The song is so awful. And they love it, and they say they get complaints when they don't, and I don't believe it.
Oh, come on.
I think it's probably cheaper.
Right.
Which is probably why they do it. This is sung by Luther Vandross.
Okay. I hate it already.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. Don't you feel inspired?
So the ball goes up and tipped.
And there you are.
What does that mean?
You're running for your life.
You're running for your life. You just stood there to throw it.
People shooting?
No.
Yeah.
No.
So did they write this for it?
This guy wrote it for a basketball game that Larry Bird was playing in. And they ended up using it for this. It just drives me crazy. You knew you were alive. Shut up. God.
This is kind of what I hate about everything in the world. This fake, syrupy,
yes,
cheesy.
Everything in the world is not that way. You're harsh on the world.
No, but when that's what I hate in the world is this. I hate this. This encapsulates it perfectly.
I've been on a one-man crusade since I was born against this song.
Win or lose.
Win or lose. You know, you did your best.
Oh, shut up. You lost. You knew. This sucks.
What?
Miserably,
and everyone lost, but the only one team.
Yeah. Think of all the money you made people lose.
They sure suck.
Oh, shut up. One shit. Shut up.
Just awful. It's bad music.
I mean, there's nothing that would be good for. A kindergartner's graduation.
Right.
If I were in kindergarten, I'd be like, this is stupid.
Step it up.
That music's lame.
Give me some rock. What's happening? Why are we listening to soft rock? To highlights of a basketball tournament that's awesome.
Down with Luther. Down with Luther.
I mean, he's actually dead.
No, well. Down with his song.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
We've got a chance for me to win $1 coming up sometime
between
5 and 6.
I think you may.
I'm very excited about that.
I think you may.
I might share with all y'all listening a little bit of my dollar.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we'll take the first 100 callers. You each get a penny.
Yeah.
If he wins.
Yep.
Let's talk about unique weddings. Cocaine Bear presides over wedding this morning. 9 a.m. this morning, our time.
And, of course, our Cub reporter, Scott, found a picture of the actual bear and sent it over to us.
Yes, he did.
And that was very thoughtful of him. So, yeah, I don't understand how a dead, stuffed bear that's been dead for, what,
since 1985.
40 years?
Yeah.
Presides over a wedding here in the deep, dark future.
I'm not positive either, but there's an actual article on it for Kentucky Fun Park or some fun mall or something.
Kentucky finally just kind of trying to shake all the craziness in that region and just be like, we're cool, we're normal.
Are they, though?
Fun thing?
I don't know. They're having cocaine beer. Officiate a wedding.
That rules.
So we want to talk about unique wedding, unconventional wedding ideas.
Ah.
And I was looking up different unconventional wedding ideas, and there are like 150 of them on one site. One is in a barn.
In a barn, okay, that's interesting.
One is on a houseboat.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Airbnb?
No, you don't want
that's
that. Because then
shaky,
you gotta,
right?
Like, you gotta vacuum the rugs and
right.
You gotta, yeah, do the dishes.
I don't
want
to clean up.
No.
Mansion or estate that you can rent?
Oh, hey, I like that idea.
A private yacht?
A yacht.
Being my former partner and I were officiants at a wedding for Lightning, who used to work on our show.
Oh, that's right. You got, yeah.
And we did it at Santa Anita,
right?
A horse racing place.
Right.
And we dressed as monks. I don't know why. I don't remember. It just seemed funny at the time.
Did it feel comfortable? Did you think, maybe I need a life change? Maybe I should become a monk?
No. Huh? What I felt was, we should stop doing this because people need to take it more seriously than with us. And so we stopped doing it. At a casino.
Hey, there's another good
idea.
That's
not a bad idea.
Out on the floor? Can you maybe arrange for...
I don't know if you can do that.
If you could, like, be next to your favorite machine.
But you wouldn't need
table.
A photographer because there's cameras everywhere.
There you go. Yeah.
That'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
At a campground.
Mm-hmm.
And there are, of course, there are themed weddings, you know, like Star Wars or
sure.
Harry Potter or
right.
stuff like that. I'm
yep.
sure that people have their own ideas of themes.
Sure.
Of course, there are the vacation ones where they expect
yeah.
everybody to travel.
Right.
But I don't think they really expect everybody to travel.
We actually did that not too long ago as an excuse to go to Cancun, basically.
Did you really?
Nice. Yeah, it's pretty good. That was
for
fine.
A friend's wedding.
Yep. I just wanted to sit on the beach for the rest of my
was
life.
Was your friend disappointed that you came?
Of course. They're like, yeah. We had to invite, but I didn't think you'd show up.
At a baseball stadium, at a football field or stadium,
oh,
at a golf course,
cool.
at a tennis court.
Sure.
So all these different ideas for unique weddings.
I would like
or
to do
conventional weddings.
Rooftop of a high rise or
interesting.
Maybe underwater or
underwater is one of these, yeah.
Is it? Nice. Yeah, yeah that'd be
I don't know how you kiss the bride.
Be careful
because you have a mask.
Yeah, bump those masks.
Maybe you can.
I bet Richard Blade could actually. He's
you just pull
scuba.
The little aerator thing out
there
of your
you
mouth
go.
And, yeah. That would probably work. 818-955-KLOS. You had a friend do this. You did it. You had a unique wedding. Or you've always thought like Sluggo would be a great idea if.
Yep.
To get married that way. 818-955-KLOS.
You can also tweet us. We are at Kevin and Sluggo.
Correct. Cocaine Bear presided over a wedding today.
Man, I think I need to renew my vows with Cocaine Bear.
Right?
And get in there and scrape around, see if there's any coke left, first of all.
Oh, it was dead in 1985.
It's only 40 years. No big deal.
That seems bad.
How in Kentucky, this happened in Kentucky.
Yes.
And you retweeted it, right?
Yeah.
You can find it.
It's at the Kevin Ryder.
There you go.
We're talking about weird weddings. You had one?
We got engaged on Valentine's Day of 2020, mm-hmm. and then planned for a spring wedding, and then COVID happened.
Right.
So after we pushed the date back twice, we just decided screw it, and in July of 2020, we went to El Dorado Park in Long Beach with a couple of our family members and a friend who got ordained just to marry us and got married under a tree at El Dorado Park.
How about that? Did you want to have a huge wedding before? Before COVID said, hell no.
No, not a huge wedding, but we wanted to have more people there and, you know, more of a full wedding kind of thing. But we just decided, grab your lawn chairs, we'll go sit under a tree and socially distance and just get married.
I love it.
That's nice. That's down, back to nature.
Find a way around it. I love it. Exactly. Was it the Universal Life Church?
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah. You pay $1 online and you can get...
Oh, really?
Yeah, ordained, yeah.
Oh,
that's how
I'll be
we
right
did
back.
It.
I'm going to go
and
do it right
legal.
Now.
And it's legal.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Thank
America.
You.
Crazy.
Right?
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Are you taking weird wedding experiences?
Yes.
My wife and I, we got married in Las Vegas.
Yay!
Woo! Did you do it in a wedding chapel?
No, it wasn't like that.
Oh.
You know, they always knock down their current casino, then rebuild another one?
Yep. Yes.
The place that we got married was, I think it was the one... Oh, God, I can't even remember. But it was the one we had gotten married, and about a month later, they knocked it down. So I think we got married in a good time. It was timing.
That's pretty great.
Were you out on the floor, or were you in, where were you in the casino?
Oh, gosh, I can't even remember. It was like 17 years ago, but we've been married for 17 years ever since.
So 17 years ago, and you can't remember.
And a really unique situation where they were going to knock down a casino, and you don't remember anything. Were there people there?
No, they empty out the casino. They don't have anybody, of course.
Right.
But we actually got married at a place that they actually knocked it down about a month after that.
You just said that. What the f***?
Why did you guys choose a casino? Why did it have to be a casino?
I don't even remember what it was. I mean, it was 17 years ago.
You don't say. 17 years ago.
Was it 17 years ago?
Well, what's your wife's name?
What did what?
What's your wife's name?
There's no way he remembers. It was 17 years ago.
Well, thanks for calling.
Yes, that was very instructive.
Enlightening.
Yes.
818-955-KLOS.
Weird weddings. Cocaine Bear officiated a wedding this morning. I'm not sure exactly how. I'm not sure if there was somebody behind it saying the words or what was happening.
Maybe everybody was really, 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 really high, so it seemed like
that
it happened.
Could be.
But he was there. So that's a good thing.
So we're talking about weird weddings. You have one?
Hey, Hey, Kevin Slagle, how you doing, guys?
We're good, thank you.
My wife and I, we got married in the Brooklyn Historical Society in Brooklyn, New York.
Is that the one that's like in a castle? Is it like a, it looks like a castle?
No, it doesn't look like a castle. It's just, it more looks like, inside looks like a library.
Was there someone going, shh?
Right on, dude. Well, thanks for calling, man. Hello, KLOS.
I went to my uncle's wedding, but we didn't get the directions to the wedding in the invitation. That piece of paper was gone.
Right.
So we called someone, said, okay, what's the address? We show up there, and we find out that it was a Victorian wedding.
Oh, no.
Everyone at the wedding was dressed in Victorian clothing. Except for us, because that was also on the piece of paper with the address.
Hilarious!
You guys are visiting from the future, then?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we thought we were dressed nicely, and
right.
Everybody else
that's
is dressed in Victorian clothing. Yeah,
that's hilarious.
Wow.
I think I would have left.
Absolutely. I'm always looking for an excuse to get out of a wedding.
The wedding was at some Victorian house, and then they had the reception up at Oak Glen in a barn. It was a lot of fun. Instead of having a money dance, the bride got kidnapped by banditos.
Hey, you guys talking about wedding stories?
Yeah,
weird weddings.
Talk to us, Freaky.
My buddy's getting married. Me and my other friend were rolling out to this place. It was out in Montreal, about an hour away, and we get there, and we realize it's a different wedding. At the moment, we're chucking. We're 2 days prior. We decided to stay the entire time.
Ha!
Stayed for the entire wedding. No one knows who we were. We just said we were friends of the groom, took photos and everything. We laugh about it to this day that we're probably in someone's photo album. They have no idea.
That is yet. Hilarious.
Everybody's like, do you know this? We've been trying to figure out who these guys are.
I thought you know them. No, I don't know them.
They ate everything. They drank all the beer.
Yeah, open bar.
Open bar. That was my next question.
Open taco bar. We were having a night.
Nice.
It was great.
Your wedding crasher from way back.
Yep.
Ma! Meatloaf!
We did Sticks and Stones for Gimme 5 on Thursday.
It was actually the bands Sticks and the Rolling Stones.
Right, but people were calling with song titles with the word Sticks and Stones in them, so that's what we're doing today.
818-955-KLOS if you can think of any coming up in 10 minutes.
Gimme 5
songs in a row.
So last week, we thought we came up with something pretty clever. It was Sticks and Stones as the theme.
Meaning the bands.
Right, Sticks and Rolling Stones. But as soon as we started it, someone called in and go, hey, how about Four Sticks, Led Zeppelin? I'm like, oh, damn it. So then we need to do another day of Sticks and Stones, but this time in song titles. So what do you got? 818-955-KLOS or
Kevin and Sligo on Twitter. We're doing Gimme 5, Sticks and Stones, song titles with those words in them. KLOS, hello.
Hey, I've got a Stone song.
All right, let's hear it.
How about Aerosmith, Chip Away at the Stone?
Aha.
That's one that doesn't get a lot of airplay.
Hey, I got a Stone song.
It's Sticks and Stones on Gimme 5. What do you got?
Metallica's cover of Stone Cold Crazy.
Well, we had more Stones than Sticks in this Gimme 5 of Sticks and Stones, but there's I'll Stick Around. We also had Led Zeppelin, Four Sticks. We got time for one more?
Yes, it's Turned to Stone.
Aha! ELO. Nice one. Who's this from?
This is from Brian on Twitter.
Brian!
I need
you. Yeah! Woo! We've been trading dollars back and forth for a while now. You know, it's been almost a year of doing this. I can't believe it.
That's correct. I think you're going to get this one. So I'm going to say six guesses to get five.
Six? I can miss one?
Yes.
Holy cow, Batman.
Because what it's is kind subject? Of right up your alley.
Yeah.
The top 10 best metal songs of all time.
Boom. All right. So wait, whose list is this? I mean, where did this come from? Are they biggest selling or?
It's not biggest selling. It says best, and I think it's one guy's opinion.
Well, who's this guy?
Some dude.
Some dude.
You know, some dude in a.
I believe that Barry Manilow is one of the hardest asses dudes ever.
I think you'll agree with most of them.
All right.
I think so.
By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. Spend one American dollar at Yamava. Maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. Wow. Metal songs, huh?
Top 10 metal songs.
We should get heavy metal. We should get.
Huh?
I'm just trying to.
And I will say this.
Yeah.
We play them all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We do?
Yeah.
We play all of these songs.
Yeah. So okay. You should know.
Well, nice. That's good. Well, we got to start off with Priest. Priest! I love You've Got Another Thing Coming, but I would say probably Living After Midnight is number one or on the list. See, this is the problem with opinion.
Priest is on the list.
Right.
Oh, I gave away too much.
Well, so all right, Judas Priest, half a penny for that.
What? No, you gotta name this as songs.
Pantera Walk. Come on, this dude doesn't know nothing, man. Iron Maiden the Trooper.
Oh, he's correct.
He's not completely wrong then. Black Sabbath, Iron Man.
Black Sabbath, Iron Man.
All right, well, there you go. All right.
So you're on track now.
Lemmy, Ace of Spades.
Ace of Spades, you say.
Yeah. Come on.
Nope.
Dude, don't even know.
Sorry.
Well, I guess I'm already out.
Yes.
We got some...
I mean, you lost.
Slayer in there, or Metallica, like Master of Puppets, or what else?
Well, you just can't make sweeping guesses like that, like machine gunning guesses out there.
What is Bill, whoever he is, or whatever his name is?
This is the list. Uh-huh. Number 10, War Pigs, Black Sabbath.
Sure, that's a gooder.
All right. Yep. Number 9, Enter Sandman, Metallica.
Nah, that's not metal. That's pop. We played that over at the other station.
That's the problem with metal, is what is metal?
Well, that's not it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go with like Master of Puppets or One.
Number 8, The Trooper, Iron Maiden.
Sure. Now you're talking.
Number 7, Iron Man, Black Sabbath.
I said that, didn't I?
Yeah, you got three of them.
I didn't remember
right.
Which one I said, yeah.
Number 6, Paranoid, Black Sabbath.
Sure, okay. And if he's going to go all Black Sabbath, I'm totally down with
number
that.
Number 5, Judas Priest, Painkiller.
Oh, Painkiller, sure. Yeah.
Number 4, One, Metallica.
Yeah, I said that. So, yep. Yes.
Number 3, Holy Wars, Megadeth.
Oh, Megadeth. Yeah, there you go. All
Hallowed
right,
Be Thy Name, Iron Maiden, and number 1 is Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets, yeah. Well, that's not too bad.
It's
yeah,
not
that
a
is
terrible
the
list.
No, that's not a bad list. I didn't get my dollar out of it, though.
Ah. Sucker.
People are dumb.
Reaching.
When you're a dumb. Kevin and Slugger, they ought to know.
This goes back to 2012, but I just found it.
Okay.
Officials were left baffled by an Afghan Taliban commander who gave himself up and then tried to claim the $100 reward for his capture.
I love it.
$100. Mohammad Ashan, a mid to low level Taliban commander, was suspected of organizing attacks on U.S. and Afghan troops in the east of the country. According to reports, he walked up to a police checkpoint in 2012, pointed to the wanted poster featuring his own face, and asked for the $100 finder's fee.
I mean, they should give it to him. I mean, that's some crazy... That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's awesome.
But maybe
crazy.
He doesn't understand what those posters are for.
No, I think he does. He just wanted $100.
The authorities were at a loss to explain his actions. One U.S. official reportedly told journalists, clearly this man is an imbecile. People are dumb.
Yep. I hope they gave him the $100. He deserves it.
And then took it right back from him and put him in jail. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealer. They make it easy. Cocaine Bear officiated a wedding today. No word on how, although if he still had cocaine in his system, it went incredibly fast. We took calls on unusual weddings, and a guy called who got married at a casino just before it got knocked down. Which seems pretty memorable.
Yeah, it seems very memorable.
Now, he can remember nothing else about that story.
Kept telling us it was 17 years ago, but he couldn't remember where in the casino it was, why they decided to be at a casino at all. I don't even think he remembered his wife's name.
He was strangely baffling.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And Sluggo did not win one American dollar for knowing 4 of the top 10 metal songs.
Boo! So according to this dude. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're great. What's going on?
You know what? Thank you, guys. I just asked my grandfather on Monday.
Oh, no.
That's a beast of burden in honor of Frank, if you can do that for me.
Sammy Hagar officially joined the Van Halen lineup on This Day in Rock, live on stage in 1986 at a show they were doing in Louisiana.